Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend everybody go on the Devil Radio app, Devil Radio website, and download our app, or the Apple and Google stores. Or, you know what's even better? Just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then when you want to listen to it, you just go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. That's it. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on our website on the link that says Support Devil Radio. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day attacking the integrity of our elections, our democracy, pushing the Trump big lie. Devil Radio is the one station, the strongest station, that stands up against that. So thank you very much. Appreciate all the support of our listeners. We got a text in. You know, you besides calling in, you can text in. This is from Ross of Lake Mills. Some good questions. I'll boil it down. And what he's really saying is, what's being done to change laws after Trump has pulled so much crooked stuff to try to interfere with policy in our elections? And there are three things he raised that I want to hit. One of them is the business of pardons. Trump hands them out like candy. And the fear is, and Ross notes this, and I agree, that he can affect conduct of people in government by advance promises of pardons. You know, the reason people like Manafort and Flynn and the rest of them may have stuck to him, people like Bannon, is that they may have had private assurances they'd be pardoned, or they expected they'd be pardoned. What about the pardon? The pardon goes back way before our country. The king had a right to pardon. Well, we don't have kings anymore. Governors and presidents have a right to pardon. It has to be the top person. It can't be the vice president. It can't be the lieutenant governor. It has to be the governor or the president. The problem with that is that it assumes honest people. But there are other checks and balances that the founders put into our Constitution to take into account that occasionally you might have dishonest people like Trump. And so what should be done? Russ of Lake Mills suggests that even if they're pardoned, they have to at least serve 25% of their sentence, or that there be some other sanction. This could take a constitutional amendment. And right now, trying to get it through the Republican Congress, it's hard to get anything through the Congress. But I think it does. I agree with Ross. I think it does make sense to start the process now, start it legislatively. And even if it doesn't work or doesn't win right now, you have to set a record and a history of it, or it's never going to change. And one thing might be that the president can't pardon alone. He can't pardon alone. That there has to be a pardoning board. And maybe you say it's two other people as well. You could designate the vice president and the speaker, or the secretary of state and the secretary of defense, just so you spread it out. Now, it's possible if they're all the same party, they're in on it, and at some point, there's only so much you can do. But you have to stop another Trump. You really do. Or he's going to put crooks and criminals in his administration and then pardon them. And he just pardoned a whole raft of people. There was a governor of Kentucky this last time around, a Republican, a very bad guy who lost. And out of revenge, he pardoned really vicious criminals. He pardoned one guy who broke into a house, raped a woman in a home invasion, and terrorized the family. He had no connection with him. The guy hadn't given him any money. He did it, take revenge on the electorate. You can't have that. You can't have that. So I think that it should be changed. I think there should be a three-person pardon. It has to be a 2-to-1 vote, and it should be spread out a little bit. Maybe the speaker, vice president, the president, speaker, president of the Senate, and the president, whatever. The second thing that Ross raised is, what do you do when he won't appoint, this is Trump, people to positions? He puts them in an acting basis and then he yanks them. Now, I raise a flip side of that. What if you do, if you're Biden and you want to appoint, there's something like over 50 ambassadors that Cruz is putting a hold on, And Hawley is putting a hold on over 100 when it comes to State Department and NSA positions. And what do you do there? I think that's a two-way deal. Let me start with the first deal, is that that if you get a crook like Trump, you expect that he's going to appoint people. And if he doesn't, if he tries to appoint him as acting, they are deemed to be his appointments and they're given Senate review and they're simply elevated to that position. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it with the Biden situation, where you have crooks like Cruz and Hawley and the rest of them, you don't let one senator hold things up. You require 25 senators. Now, if 25 senators say, we have a real problem with this person, let's take a little time. Okay, I get that. But you can't have just one person. Kevin McCarthy, you remember, at one time in a private conversation in the Republican caucus, said, I think some of our guys are getting paid by the Russians. And he mentioned a congressman in California, and he mentioned Trump. He mentioned Trump. What happens if the Russians or somebody else pays a senator to grind our government and the Moscow Mitches won't do anything about it? You got to get rid of that one person rule. It's got to be 25. The final thing that Ross asked was, what are the most important pieces of legislation that we need to do? And there's a lot of them, but there's nothing more important than voting rights. H.R. 1, S.B. 1, it would get rid of gerrymandering. It would get rid of a tax on absentee voting, fooling around with things like drop boxes and putting busted machines in minority areas so that people are in line for 8 hours trying to vote on one of two machines. There has to be a proportion between machines and population. And this is just regulating presidential and congressional elections. Those are federal. Those are federal. Moscow Mitch apparently told someone, this just got revealed, that he said, if I were the Democrats, I would get rid of the filibuster right now. They're crazy not to. That's Moscow Mitch. He got rid of it for Supreme Court appointments. And what? Our people are sitting around contemplating their navel? It's called omphaloskepsis. Look it up. Okay. They're not doing anything. They're not doing anything. That's because of Manchin Sinema. Manchin Sinema have betrayed the Democratic Party. We could put in voting rights right now. And Ross, the most important thing would be fair elections and stopping this assault on our democracy, stopping these state laws that are going to let legislators appoint the electors in the next election, even if it's different from the presidential election in their state. That's got to stop. Voting rights by far and away is the most important. Russ, thanks a lot. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, that's good points all that, as far as the pardons go, I mean, that what should happen is should be published fully and completely what they're being pardoned for, specifically what crimes they have committed and what they're being pardoned for, because if they forget to leave, if they leave off one of their crimes in that published pardon, that crime should still be able to be punished. It shouldn't just be this nonsense. And acceptance of a pardon is acceptance of guilt. These guys should be required to step up and say, yes, I did this. I accept this pardon because I'm guilty of this, because this way they just say, well, I wasn't guilty, and so I got the pardon. That acceptance of the pardon is an admission, should be, you know, in these cases, should be a force of admission of guilt, and at least people know what they're being pardoned for. I mean, none of this nonsense of a blanket pardon. Say, I, like in the Three Musketeers, Richelieu gives this document, says whatever these guys do, whether the holder of this letter does, it's okay with me because they have my authority. Well, no. They should just, you know, that we should know what they're being pardoned for. Manafort should
be. Right. Well, you know, you just touched on something that's extremely important. Right now, you can give a blanket pardon. You can say you can't pardon him for what he might do in the future. Like you can't say even if he commits crimes in the future, he's pardoned. You can't do that. But what you can do, President, can get up there and say, look at his watch and go, okay, it's noon on December 6th, and any crime he did up till now, even if I don't know about it, anything he did, the guy's golden. He's free. Well, he shouldn't be able to do that. The president may not know everything that the skunk has done. The skunk has done. I like your idea very much that he should outline what the skunk has done, and that's what it's limited to. Not, oh, you know, he's a bad actor, and I'm sure he's knifed a few people, and I don't know who they are and throw them in the river, but, you know, he's pardoned. We shouldn't have that. Okay, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, you can sure tell it's the season, that being Christmas and the holidays, when you see how Republicans react to it. Did you see a wonderful picture of the congressman and his family all with long guns for Christmas?
And then, yeah, Tom Massey, we talked about that in the last hour. This guy's sicko. He's a sicko. And he asked for, he said, Merry Christmas, Santa, please send ammo, you know, after the Oxford kids. How do you like that? What do you think about that?
Yeah, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, likening COVID to, well, you know, 600,000 people die every year from cancer, too, and we don't shut down everything. Well, thanks for the most horrible analogy I ever heard in my life.
Right. Well, not only that, you know, we put in a lot of money to beat cancer, and if we didn't, there'd be millions dead. You know, the idea is you put in medical technology and you put in resources, and we do it for COVID vaccines. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's mastered something that Trump does, Bobert does, and a handful of them do, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, Matt Gaetz, and the rest of them. They say unbelievably stupid things. I mean, unbelievably vicious things, and they somehow think they're getting away with it. They somehow think they're getting away with it, and they're really not getting away with it, but what they do is they lower the discourse. They lower the discourse. Now, we're going to be eventually going to a break. The lines are starting to light up. Don't hang up. I will get to you right after the break. But please do not hang up. In the meantime, what I will say is this. Our newscasts frequently are dominated by really sociopaths, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Trump, the rest of them. They say or do such outrageous things. You have to report them because one's a former president, the other's in Congress. But they're sucking oxygen out of the air. And I think it's important to understand that the reason we mention them is simply so you're informed. But the truth of the matter is they've got to be resisted, and you've got to get behind good candidates. You really do. We're going to a break. The lines are live. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.